United Nations weapons inspectors returned to Baghdad today, nearly a week after they were evacuated, only 3 days after President Clinton called off U.S. airstrikes against Iraq. Iraqi officials now promise full and unconditional cooperation with the U.N. team. That promise will be tested tomorrow when the inspectors resume their search for Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. From Baghdad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Shortly before noon, Baghdad time, the C-130 transport plane carrying the weapons inspectors landed at a military base near Baghdad. The 86 inspectors and support staff quickly loaded their gear onto several buses, then drove to an old hotel that now serves as UN headquarters in Iraq. As usual, the inspectors were tight-lipped. They said nothing about when and where they will resume their search for Iraqi weapons. Spokeswoman Carolyn Cross says they spent the day checking equipment at the Baghdad Monitoring and Verification Center, known as the BMVC.
Right now, our main priority is to get the BMVC up and running, get all the computers back online, make sure the communication systems are working, etc. That's our first priority, and we'll be back out in the field as soon as possible, as instructed by New York.
The inspectors are back in Baghdad because Iraq agreed at the last minute to back down and resume cooperation. A senior UN official here called it a triumph for diplomacy, but it has clearly not erased years of animosity between Iraq and the UN inspectors. Many Iraqis blame the inspectors for prolonging the UN embargo by misleading the world about Iraq's weapons capability. Today, a few people made their views known. Across the street from UN headquarters, somebody had posted two large orange banners. "You are here to cover up the greatest crime in history," says one. "You are here to kill our children," another. Despite the bad blood, Iraqi officials insist they will honor their commitment of full and unconditional cooperation. UN spokeswoman Carolyn Cross says she does not anticipate any interference.
"We're looking forward to a professional and productive relationship with the Iraqi authorities over the next few days. And, time will tell. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got important work to do. We want to get on with it as directed by the Security Council, and that's what we'll be doing."
The next few days are crucial. Beginning tomorrow, the UN will conduct what it calls routine inspections, the first in more than 2 weeks. Technicians will change the videotapes and cameras that monitor some 36 suspected weapons sites across the country. The UN is also expected to demand that Iraq hand over two documents that provide important details about Iraq's use of chemical and biological weapons during the Iran-Iraq war. Then, in a week or two, specialists in chemical and biological warfare will travel to Iraq and conduct more rigorous inspections, possibly including surprise searches of sensitive facilities that Iraq considers off-limits. UN officials here in Baghdad say if Iraq interferes with their work or fails to cooperate fully, they will report it immediately to their headquarters in New York. If that happens, the U.S. says it is poised to strike. Several dozen warships and planes, armed with Tomahawk cruise missiles, remain stationed in the Persian Gulf. During the next crisis, if there is one, there may be no time for last-minute diplomacy. This is Eric Weiner, NPR News, Baghdad.